I have to get this Nakuda out.
It's two recordings now. It's amazing. Okay, you do your recording, and I, okay? Fine, wonderful. Very good. So, this has to be clear. Okay. Now, we're talking about the idea in the morning, yeah? What are the Chiddush, the W, take a paper. Take a code of your W, be easier. And what are the Chiddush of the idea in the morning? The idea in the morning is that I have an awareness of Etzman Soma, I have an awareness of Ein Mubali. Okay, what is the big Chiddush of the awareness of Ein Mubali? Chiddush always told us about Ein Mubali. The Rekuda is, always when we speak about Ein Mubali, we're talking about Ein Mubali, and of course, has in itself of the inner of Ein Mubali. Here we're talking about the idea in the morning, we're talking about me as a Yesha Nivra. I get up in the morning, I am aware of Ein Mubali. And remember, this is not I started davening and I came to this awareness. Because then if I start davening, that's I'm going away from myself and thinking about the Eibishter. Here we're talking about I getting up in the morning, I'm a human being, and what is my awareness? My awareness Ein Mubali. So that is the amazing chiddush of this idea that the Olam Hazeh is not a spiritual course. I'm in. Oh. And this is related to when we had the same thing. Let's go. The example I always use. The way Siddhas tells us that the Sholosh Tevetz Meis are going to be in a spot of the Lord. The Nitzitz, the Leki, which is in the horse, is going to be there. Hamza Rebbe says, no, the horse is going to be there. But the clip is going to go away from the horse. We have this whole thing. So the same thing. The Olam, till now we speak about the Rukus, and then me coming closer to the Rukus. Here there is no, there is talking about me, as a natural self. I just woke up, and this, I wake up, I'm aware of the Rukus. So my mysterious is not a spiritual Rukus, but this changes everything. From now on, Olam Haz is not a spiritual Rukus, which then doesn't, since it says Olam Hazeh is not a spiritual cause, why? Because Olam Hazeh is nothing. Here the Rebbe is saying, before I come to, I'm not misplaying, I didn't come to realize, I didn't go out of my yesh. I'm my yesh. I get in the morning, I'm aware of the cause. That means my yesh is not exactly what we're talking about. My yesh is not a spiritual cause. That is the chiddush of this awareness of the morning. The yes of Olam Hazeh is not a cause, and that is connected to in that. Well, later on, it says the same thing. The horse remains with us, Matthias, just a clip goes away. The horse, all one idea. Okay, fine. Now, one second. Oh, so now we have this thing. That my everything is, there's nothing there. My yes is not a spiritual cause. Therefore, we have this new another concept. What is this the concept? I'm shocking a curricle of poil, right? Now, you know, the Rebbe in the Sikhs, the Rebbe discusses a lot the idea of curricle of poil, right? You know, so why? What is the Rebbe bringing out with this idea of Kohen Poel? And it's an amazing chiddush, the whole idea. The idea of Kohen Poel is that the Koyach has in it the Poel. How can you say such a thing? Koyach? Poel is action. Koyach is, I have the Koyach. I have the Koyach to move this table. So now I have the Koyach, the energy. Moving the table is a poil. The cause, the result, the potential, the force, the power, and the action. The force, the coil, the potential, and the action, right? Those are the two things, right? So the Rebbe discusses the coil and poil. So now, here, we're going to see the chiddush of coil and poil. Why? Because let's go right over to the next page and do this sifra right away. The sifra on top of the page, line 1-6, right? Look at the, this is the we had this sifra many times before. Here the Rebbe asked the Shaila that when I say Vehichulu, when someone says Vehichulu, he comes a shooter with Eibishter. He's a partner with Eibishter. The Rebbe asked, why is he a partner with Eibishter? Why? Because he recognized the Matthias of the Eibishter. He recognized Hashem's Matthias. Because he recognized Hashem Matthias, he considered a partner. Why did he consider a partner? The Eibishter created a new reality, created a Bria. When I recognize the Eibishter, I'm just introducing my aids him to my awareness. I'm not creating anything. It's just a thought process. I've come to recognize aids. Okay, for me, it's a chiddush. Fine. I did something. I come to recognize the Abishah. But I haven't created a reality. How can I be a partner with the Abishah who actually made the reality? So what the Rebbe's answer is highlighted in line number 5. What the Rebbe answered? The Rebbe's answer is, because I recognize it is the Abishah, that is a complete chiddush. What is the answer? I recognize the Abishah. To complete chiddush. What the sitter there discusses, the whole sitter there discusses that what? The Yesha Nivra is a spiritual course. And that sitter says, but yes, the Nivra is not, this is what we're discussing all along. The Yesha Nivra is not a spiritual course. That's what the, and then the order, the footnote, the Rebbe, this is a footnote in that sitter. The Rebbe says, so when I come to realize I'm my yes, it's not a spiritual course. When I realize my yes is not a spiritual course, that is an amazing chiddush. What does that answer mean?
No, he says when he recognized the Ebershter, when you recognize that you're a yes.
It's not, no, because, one second. No, one second. My wording is coming from the sitter there. This is a very short aura. That's the point. Let's not go into it now. The point is, the Vortif, always recognizing in a course, means giving up on my yeshes, and there it is, my yeshes is created by the course. And again, you're going to look up that sitter, it's going to be difficult, because that sitter is not exact language, the sitter there, so I have always in the footnotes, I have the sitter of Topshimem Tess, of Yes, however, always together, where there it says it in the words which I use, that my yes is, okay, it's not simple. This is a chelik vav, it's right over there. There on top, Kitei Tzeg, Topshimem, I think it's Topshim. I don't remember which one it is. I have it always in the thing. I have it always together. This one of involved together with this thing about the yesh and the yesh and the course goes always together. And the wording I'm using is from the later sikhah. There's a reason why it's obvious why the wording changes in the sikhah. Okay, but anyways, no, he's talking about there. The sikhah is talking about very clearly about the fact that my yes, me as a yes, come to recognize the Elokus. And the way Sid has always said it is me, when I come to recognize, it's not my yes, it's my yes has disappeared. No, the Rebbe saying me is my yes, come to recognize the Elokus. They use the language, Shvira say yes, that's not going to this. Anyways, so now, the Rebbe says, because me as a yes, come to recognize the Ebishter, that's a chiddush gom. I don't know how did I answer the question. When I recognize the Ebishter, that's only an awareness. I didn't create the reality. So you're telling me it's a big chiddush. Fine. I haven't created a reality. The Ebishter made the reality. The answer is, now this is the thing you have to get. This is the whole nekudah, by the way, of Yechi. This is the nekudah of Yechi. This is all one nekudah. When I'm aware that my yeshes, this is awareness of the morning also. I, the yesh, I'm aware of the Ebishter. Or the Rebbe said in this sikh, I'm aware that my yesh is not a contradiction to the course. When I'm aware of that, then nothing there. When I do the mitzvah, I haven't created a chiddush, because before I created the mitzvah, I was already aware that the object is a lekus. So what am I doing with the mitzvah? I haven't accomplished anything in the mitzvah. The whole thing of the mitzvah is because the Ebishter wanted. It should not only, I should do the mitzvah. The Ebishter wanted. In the Rebbe's words, I have the words here later, that it shouldn't only be b'koyach, it should also be b'poyach. So let me put it in better words. In the way, in this awareness, when I'm aware that my yes is a lekus, so even though it's just an awareness, this awareness includes all the poil. Why does it include all the poil? Because if I'm aware there's a neidum avadi, but okay, I daven, before the Rebbe said this, I'm aware there's a neidum avadi. But when I go to Olam Hazeh, I'm going to face the difficulty of Olam Hazeh. So now this difficulty, it may be sheker, it may be, but it's interfering with my ability to fulfill the mitzvah. And I have to overcome it. Why? Because this goy does not recognize the Ein Edmul Vada. So I could be, let's do a better word. My nefesh elikis, let me do a better word. My nefesh elikis, no, they never know about it. My nephew kids for sure knows that. Nevertheless, my nephew kids has a big muhammad to overcome the nephew of Shabbat. Why? because the Nefesh of Hamas doesn't recognize. So therefore, the Nefesh of Kis has to fly the Nefesh of Bahamis to overcome it, which is a very, so regardless, the Nefesh of Kis may be aware. The Nefesh of Bahamis is not aware, so in order to get the Nefesh of Bahamis to do what he has to do, is a whole mechama. That is, if I'm aware of any of other. If the way, with the Rebbe says it here, the way you're talking about, the, I'm aware that my yeshus is, me as a yesh, I'm not distant from the course at all. So therefore, when I see something, this thing is never negating the course in the beginning. Do you follow me here? There is nothing negating the course. This is the mahalak of the Rebbe. This is where the Rebbe starts off.
So then, what, so then when you use it to bring them to do a mitzvah, all you're doing is bringing them to
Mikayach Halacha. No. Yisol L'cheire, why do you have to do the mitzvah? In its current state, it's also the course. One reason, because the Eibishter wanted I should take my koyach and bring it into the poel. That's what it is. So therefore, let's say, according in this understanding, what are the difference of Golas and Gula? Also, no difference. Golas, Eibishter wanted to be Golas. This is what Eibishter chose. Gula, Eibishter chose. This is what we have, and the Rebbe in the Sikh discusses very much, as you have, let's say, the idea which you said, Yisrael Tehrim, Yisrael Yisrael, which that is even in Zman HaGolos, because there's no difference of Golos and Gula, or with the Rebbe said, you bring the Aleph of the Luvah Shalolah into Golos and you make it to the Gula. Why can you do that? That is because the Rebbe said, it's very clear in the Rebbe Sichas, there's the Aleph which is above Golos and Gula. It's till now, what was Avodah V'Yid? Avodah is, I'm in Golos, I have to reach Gula. Right? So I'm in Hell and I have to bring Gilui. The Rebbe's Mahalach was from right from the beginning, and it's that there is Golos and Gula, two different situations. There is Aluf Shalom, which is above, and that is what the Rebbe is talking about. The Rebbe is talking about Aluf Shalom, which is above everything. Therefore, there is Golos, that's not a stira. But the Eibishter wants me to create Gula. Now, you're going to ask me if you say, L'cheira, such a Madrega, I should say Golos is the Eibishter and Gula is the Eibishter. L'cheira, it's a very high Madrega. The answer is, now this is the answer you have to get. It is not a high Madrega. Till now, till the Rebbe said this, when we learned the scissors, there was many Madregas. This is not a high Madrega. This is the most practical, simplest thing. And with the Rebbe uses a common, to use a tinnik. This is the Madrega of the Ben Chomish. This is what the Ben Chomish, the Mikra, knows. Your little child, when you teach your little child Torah, this is what he knows. Why? What does he know? When you do what the Eibishter wants, it's going to work. Now, the Torah says you do the mitzvah, you're going to have star. He knows it's going to work. That's what this means. There is no contradiction. There is something there. Do what Hashem wants, and that and whatever, everything will be organized. There is no contradiction. So this is awareness of a Ben Chomish Lamikra. So this is, one second. This awareness once upon a time could not be taught to us. Why could it not be taught to us? Because once upon a time, to expect every year, sitting in the ghetto, and with facing all the obstacles, that he should identify with the fact that there's nothing going against me. I would do Torah mitzvah, everything's going to be exactly the way Eibishter wants. It's a void which was beyond the ability of a normal year to identify with such a thing. It was made for tzaddikim. In our days, when there is nothing there standing in our way, we just have to do the kavana. So what does the Rebbe start? The Rebbe starts with the kvin. He's telling us now this, what he's telling us actually, what the Ben Chomish and the Mikra knows. There's nothing in the world that's a stira to the Eibishter. Makati told me that you do a mitzvah, you get reward. So I'm going to get it. What's the observation? So this is not a madrega. This is the most simplest madrega. So therefore, coming back to our point, once you have the awareness, there's no chiddush in the poel, right? There's no chiddush in the poil of the why do you have to have the poil? To the Eibishter chose you should have the poil. Now you have it here on line 7, 8, 9. You look in, this is on the 100 of the Rambam, the Rebbe talks about 7, 8, 9. And the Rebbe is talking about 100 of the Rambam about Kech and poil. The Rebbe brings down that because the Neshama, the Rebbe says you don't need the Neshama to come down here. He's talking about the Eibishter. The Eibishter already knows. The Eibishter already knows that the Neshama has the ability to overcome the Avodah, so you don't need the Neshama to come down. So this is this Mahalach, you don't need the Poel. The only reason why you're doing the Poel is because the Eibishter wants. Why does this relate to me to a very high Madrega? No, it's not a high Madrega, it's a very simple Madrega. That I know if I'm doing with Eibishter, because why? Because either Torah would have told me do it, and you're not going to get reward, it would have been a hard Madrega. The fact is, the Torah is telling you, that was still today. The Torah, the Rambam says, in Zman HaGolos, you'll keep Torah mitzvahs, you're not going to get reward. So, till today was a high Madrega. Today it's not a high Madrega, today it's a Madrega for every simple year. Do what the Torah says, you're going to get it. Why? Because the Torah prompt says the reward. So it's very possible. Okay, now, just, fine? Mm-hmm. Now, we go over, I want to go over here to the last page. I have a footnote here. And I just want to go to the footnote. This is very different thing. Different things, David. Different things. David, are you with it? Or, now, you look here, this footnote here, different things from the Rebbe, different places. I just want to show you how everything goes in one thing. And I brought here this Ta'ara, which you had some questions about. I brought it in about Bechira. Right. So, number one, look in different maps from Mayim Rabim, top three number Ches. Here, the Rebbe says, there's a quote from Mayim Rabim. The Rebbe says, when Eibishter brought up in his mind the idea he wants to create the world, so what made him decide? Neshamas of Tzadikim, right? So the Rebbe says, when these neshamas came into the Eibishter's mind, in this Machshava, it's not talking about the abstract neshama. It's talking about the neshama the way it is lamata, as we know ourselves. That neshama, as it is lamata, was then in the Machshava. So the Rebbe adds, if the neshama was already there as it is lamata, was that it is there in the Machshava of the Eibishter, so it's all there in the Eibishter. The Eibishter had it all, right? So why do you need the Shabbat to come down and do the Veda? So the Rebbe says, because the Eibishter wanted the Poel. Okay, it's not the wording there. That's a bit, it's expressed a little differently. But there's an Elu in the last, look at the last word. There's an Elu in the Poel. Okay? So what are they, that's an Akudah. Now, when you look at the next line, that is a quote from that mime over there, where he brings, and that's 40, or this line here, a quote from the mime, he brings from the Friedrich Rebbe, that the mocker of whatever it says in the mind is from the Friedrich Rebbe. What does the Friedrich Rebbe say? The minim, the commissioner said, the minim, the Eibishter, the idea of the Shabbos that the deacon came to the mind of the Eibishter, what came into his mind? The Friedrich Rebbe says, he's not referring to the Shabbos in Gan Eden, he's referring to the Shabbos in Olam Hazeh. So, L'cheira, the Friedrich Rebbe is saying, Mam is the same thing the Rebbe is saying. L'cheira, yeah? L'cheira, no? This is the point. No, it's not the same thing. It's the same thing. I'm not allowed to say that. This is the same thing. I'm sorry. There's a certain akudah which the Rebbe is saying, which is true. It's what there's something there the Rebbe is saying, which makes an amazing difference. So what is it? It's the same akudah we've been saying all along. When the Friedrich Rebbe says that the neshama, what was the machshava? The machshava that was the void of the neshama lamata. What did the Eibishter? It doesn't say the neshama lamata as it is lamata was there in the machshava of the Eibishter. It said the Eibishter had the tainuk of the neshama lamata. Why does he not say? The Rebbe, if you look at the first line of the quote, the Rebbe says, which is there in the Maim, it's emphasized in the Maim, I don't know how well I brought it down here, but there it's clear the Rebbe is telling you the neshama as it is lamata. Why is there this slight difference in the way the Rebbe is wording it? And the way the Friedrich Rebbe is wording it, it's the same thing. Remember, if you look at Yeshus to be a Stira Tilakus, so the moment the Tilakus is in this gala, the Yeshus disappears. So automatically, when you say the Neshama Lamasa was there by the Eibishter, you're not talking about the Neshama at the Yesh. Remember, when you have the Tilakus, there's no Yeshus, right? The Rebbe is telling you the Yeshus is not a Stira Tilakus. So when you say the Neshama Lamata is there, the Rebbe tells you the Neshama with the Yeh, as you know yourself over here, the person that you know yourself, that what is there. So therefore, the Rebbe, if it's the very same person as I know myself, why do you have to have the Avodah Lamata? According to the Friedrich Rebbe, of course you need the Avodah Lamata. Why? Because the Eibishter has the Geshmak. As long as you remember, but in Olam Hazeh, I don't, I'm not aware of the Eibishter's Geschmack. I'm not aware of the Kavanah. So in order to fulfill that Geschmack, I have to go and negate and fight my yeshes, my grobkeit, etc., etc. Couldn't the Rebbe know me with my yeshes? Everything was over there. So what do I need my Avodah B'Poel? So the Rebbe said, the Eibishter shows you want, you should have the Avodah B'Poel. So this is a very slight difference, but it makes, it's a difference from day and night. What's the difference? The way we're talking about it, the way the Rebbe says it, we're talking about myself, not as I recognize myself. This is myself, my better self, my neshama. The Rebbe is talking about me as I know myself. The Rebbe is taking everything right to the same now. You go now in the Rambam, the same, okay, now we go to the Rambam, Tov Shem Mem Hei. We have the same, it's the same Nekudig here. Here the Rebbe says, here in the Samavov, he brings the Samavov. What is saying Samavov? Samavov, it says, we learn Chassidus, we know that there is the world is a Metzius, and Eidel Movado. It's two things, even though it's two opposites. Chassidus comes to tell us, this is the whole, what's the whole Kiddush of Chassidus to tell us? That the world is a Metzius. And nevertheless, Eidel Movado, the two things don't contradict. Okay, now the Rebbe Rashab says in Samavov, that is all true when you're talking about Diluyim by the oil after the Tzimtzum. When you're talking about the Eibishter, before he conceived, before all of the Machshava, before he conceived the idea of the world is not a Metzi, it's a Dimyon. In other words, the whole Chiddush of Chassidus is trying to tell us that the world is a Metzi, even though Eidel Movado, the world is a Metzi.
Dimyon
is
what?
Dimyon is, it's an imaginary, it's not a true reality. So, the Rebbe Shabbat, yeah?
Like a thought.
It's a demon. Well, it's a deception, really. It's not. It's not valid. Well, usually, what it means, really, the exact meaning would be a demon is I believe it's so. I convince myself it's so.
It's an illusion.
It's my illusion to myself. This thing, as it knows itself, no. I believe this is wood. This is plastic piece. I believe it's wood.
When I said her like a dream, because that was the
point. Yeah, I got that dream.
A dream. It wanted the world. So he thought about the world, and then he created it.
Wait, wait. Oh, so now, the Rebbe Rashab says here, this is what Chassidus said, the world is a Metzius, is all true. And Eidel Movado and the world is a Metzius. All of this is true when you're talking about after the we're talking about the Atmos, the word of the world is a dimion. It has no true reality. Why? Because how did the world come into existence? Because Hashem engaged, brought up in his mind, created this thought that it should be a world. And that's how the world came to existence. So the way the image says, so where did this thought come from? It comes from him. So what of the world? It's all him. So what of the world? The world is with him. It has no validity itself. It's all Abraham. Okay. That's where did the world have any validity? The materials of the world is only in Giluyim and not in Etzem. Right. Now comes the Rebbe and this Hadron, and this Hadron, the Rebbe says that he takes this vote of Tamar Vod and he extends it further. He says, no, not only is the world a demon in Atmos, even though after the symptom, the world is a dimion. But this is what I want to bring out. There's two angles to the oil after the symptom. There's two angles.
So we'll live in the dream.
You got it. This is the Kudiyat to hear. This is what it is. See, in other words, the way we learn of Siddhas is everything belongs in a certain place. Yesh, maybe a sheker, is an Elam Hazah. Bria is here. Siddhas is here. Atila is here. All the way, everything has its place. Where is the world of Dimyon? It has a certain place. Be'atmos. No, but the Rebbe is saying this. No, the oil after the symptom is also the world of Dimyon over there. Also, that's what's explained in the Hadron over there. So the Hadron has a whole lot of both. Also, in the world, also there, the world of Dimyon. But there is the oil after the symptom as it relates to itself. As it relates to itself, the world is a demon. As the oil relates to the world, it gives validity to the world. So the Rebbe is taken from before the symptom and brought it after the symptom. This, now, why did this go? It follows the same Mahalach Machshava. Remember, if you say that, let's say, my yeshes, when a kus comes, my yeshes disappears. So the same thing when you say, after the Tzimtzum, when you give validity to the world, if you give validity to the world, then you can't say the world's a Dimyon. Right? Just my yeshes. This will become
once you say that my yeshes is nimshach in
the elam hazeh after. Therefore, if atmos the world is dimin, if atmos is nimshach in elam hazeh after the tzimtzum, then the world should be as dimin after the tzimtzum also. But the Rebbe has his mahala. My yeshes is his, not a tzimtzum. It's the same thing. Atmos is after the tzimtzum, and the world is dimin, and atmos chooses to give it to the world. Yeah, the world's a mitzvah. But there's no boundaries anywhere. So that it goes in one in the same halakha shava. And this is that there is everything. There is no thing in saying atmos has, let's say, is its place in the bavim. There's no such thing. Atmos is here after the tzimtzum, just as it is before the tzimtzum. Makes no difference. Not only he to himself makes no. The world doesn't make a difference. Even in this world, there is no, even in the realm of this world, Atmos is then with the whole material, the world is a demon. But he's giving validity, he chooses, there's two dimensions now in Atmos, the way he's giving validity to the world and the way he's not. So the way it's in some above, there's Atmos for the symptom, which is out of the emissaries. Then there's Atmos addict shows to give validity to the world. When the Rebbe is saying addict shows to give validity to the world, there is two dimensions. The way he gives, when he from his part is giving validity, and then how he chooses to give validity to the world. There's two. Okay. So now this goes on all one man halakham of Shabbat. And this makes the very thing important, because what does it do? It brings the Eibishter into our court. It's the same thing. We have Golas and Gula, two different scenarios. So now the Rebbe is saying, yes, they are two different scenarios, the two opposites. The Rebbe is not taking away. But there's a certain dimension. That is the Aleph, Aluf Shalom. From that Aleph Shalom, the Aleph Golas and Gula is no difference. This is very important, because this is like the issue which we're facing a very, very lot in we have today in the Babich. The Rebbe was defined very clearly. Golas and Gula as two realities. And the Rebbe was the one who stormed, you're not allowed to confuse it. But the Rebbe at the same time, the Rebbe is stormed, you're not allowed to confuse it. The Rebbe the whole, all along is telling you, there's an Aleph Aluf Shalom which makes Golas and Gula makes no difference. And where is the Aleph Aluf Shalom? You are it. So the Rebbe, these are two things. It's not only Abe still there, here the Master, it's in me. So, okay. So now let's look at the... Aluf Aluf Shalom. How do you go? The Rebbe said, Aluf Shalom. Aluf, the Abish, Aluf meaning the Abish. That means the word goes Golos, you take the word Golan, put the Aluf in, it right. Turns into Gula. Right. So this is, it comes from what I'll tell you, but the Rebbe took that, expands on it, and makes it this whole thing that you're in Golos. Remember, this is the whole idea that once we were in Golos, you cannot bring the Gula. Either you need the Mashiach to come. Now that I'm telling you, you need the Abish to bring it. You in Golos cannot bring it. Now that I'm telling you, you're in Golos, you have the Aleph, and you can bring the Gula. Why? Because all the same thing. This Atmos, which we could have understood, is only over there. The Rebbe says, no, it's after the Tzimtzum also. It's all one Mahalakam HaShalom. So now let's go to the Inyan of Bechira. This is the one we have. Remember we had the issue with that, the Inyan of Bechira? So now you look at it. Here you have like this. You have the Bechira in HaShalom Yisrael. So the Bechira... what?
Which one?
He is right here, this piece here. Yeah. Bechida Neshom Yisrael. So now, the Rebbe said, the Bechida of Neshom Yisrael is where? In the Guf of Gashmi. The Guf is the Eved, even though the Guf is not. In the Guf of Gashmi, that's where the Bechida is, right? So now, if they ask over here, they're not, it's the order in that Sikh over there, they're not, it says, the Bechida of Neshom Yisrael is in. I don't remember exactly what's going on over there, but the Bechiri is in the Neshama, the Bechiri is in the Neshama, let's have it, this is how it's over there, the Bechiri is in the Neshama, right? That's how it's there or not.
Yeah.
So now the Rebbe says, no, it's Poshet, when the Rebbe says, this is the Rebbe, Poshet, the Bechiri is talking about the Guf, here Lamata. That's where the Bechir is. Now, why did it say over there, the Bechir is in the Neshama? So let's look at it. Remember, just take what we just now said. There's the Eibishter, it's not the Eibishter. The Bechir, where is the Eibishter? He is Bechir from Atmos. Mitzad Atmos, what are the world of Dimyon? So when the Eibishter is Becher in the Guf, what is the validity of the Guf? The validity of the Guf is it's an extension of the Neshama. Because the Guf itself, which considers itself an independent Metzias, is a Dimyon. So what is the validity of the Guf? It's an extension of the Neshama. It has no independent validity. So the Eibishter is Becher in the Guf. The Bechidah that it is Lamaila by the Eibishter, what is it? In the Neshama, because the Guf is not a Metzias. Said the Rebbe, but this, by the Rebbe who now says that the Eibishter, the Atmos is extended also after the Tzimtzum. So in the Neshama Guf, here you have, after the Guf is here, as independent Metzias, you have also the Bechidah. That's more or less it.
The whole, the winner of all the
whole Sugar Bechira
is adapted
in the Guf. Yeah, that's a vote. Here is
Shai.
So that Maimah there is the same Nekuda. That Nekuda. That Maimah there is the same Nekuda as over here.
Yeah.
It's the same Nekuda. And the same Nekuda is also, I have it there. I didn't bring the Maimah, I brought the Sefer Sikha Tavshin on base. And but the Shadish you have the first time is here. Uh-huh. And here it's why they bring it, because here it brings out what it says in Anat.
Yeah.
And then he sees the Rebbe explains. So it's basically the same thing, that how the Rebbe is taking all in Yonim, but of course he's brought it down a matter because. So therefore, let's go back, just come back to our Nakuda here. So therefore, now, in the way they. Before the Rebbe came, you couldn't say the Koyach had the Poel. Why? Because when you identify with the Eibishter, you are not engaging with the reality of this world. When you engage with the reality of this world, this world did not recognize the Eibishter, so you have to fight to overcome it. Now the Rebbe is telling you, no, this reality of this world, you recognize the Eibishter, that the reality is a key to the Eibishter. Therefore, you go from this place, you have already the poil. The way it is said always, the truth is in everybody. The world doesn't recognize the truth. So what does it help me? The world doesn't recognize the truth. When I go out to the world, I had to go and fight the world. It was a whole avodah. Now that I'm telling you, the world recognize, don't recognize, is all the Eibishter, doesn't make a difference. So therefore, I go with the world, is not a contradiction. So what is my whole avodah? My whole avodah is just hamshacha mikoyach lapoel, which this is very important, because this is going to go over to the union of Lahavi. This goes to the union of Yichi. This is the whole across of Yichi. The whole across of Yichi is, that is the sikh discussing. The whole across of Yichi is that there is nothing there standing in my way. And I, my only thing standing in my way, well, this is we're going to come to later. I think this is more or less it. This is in Kuda also, which we have over there. That. What's the chayyim you're going to see? This is the ghetto of Achraz Yechi. This is Mamish Achraz. We have to come later. This is the home of the Achraz Yechi.
What is my avoidance?
The Achraz of Yechi.
What is my avoidance?
You want to close it? I think it's done. No, I don't want to.
Yeah,
no problem. Because
you say this in Hebrew.
Do you see the connection to the section of Aleph? What?
Yes.
You see the connection to the section of Aleph?
Well,
no, but I'm to this section of Aleph, which I put there, in that, with your writing. There is the Torah, two angles, and the Torah, two angles. That is the Nakuda. So the way it was, there's a Siddur to the Kus, the Teva. Nestav doesn't recognize.
It's a massive, I mean, the way it was you can't have a Shachar Mikael Kala Peel, because the Koyach has nothing to do with Peel, and the Peel, if you're in Peel, you have no Shachar with the Koyach.
Right, and now, the Rebbe
broke that barrier, and now once this is broken, you can take the Koyach and bring it to Peel. Why does Peel not understand the Koyach, and Koyach doesn't mind coming to Peel?
So that cat up there. Once the Teva was not an Akkus, Nes is Shaykh Akkus, now there is no way both Laila Kloss.
Right.
And that
oh,
way,
yeah, yeah.
That is what the Holy Kloss.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
And that is the Kloss is you don't explain why Tabitha Kloss. Because you can't explain why Tabitha Kloss. That cannot be, it's a reality. And you, the only thing is, we are still telling ourselves it's not so. No, it is so. And you look, once upon a time, a person was, it was too hard to demand a person should recognize that is on the course. Today it is, and you're telling yourself it's not. And start telling yourself it is, you'll see, you'll get more and more to realize how it is. So that doesn't have to be explained. This doesn't, you don't have to explain reality, it doesn't have to be explained. Teva today is working on the course. It's a reality, and it's okay, that's all I have to leave it there. Okay, fine. Yeah, it's fine. It has to be defined, the reality. It's a reality. Yeah, yeah, fine. Yeah,
no,
one.
You mentioned that only work is left over for us. It's what to do? I just hear.
So there's not work. There's no work. This is the whole thing. There's no work. Once you have it straight, because the awareness today is that the awareness is that Olam Hazeh is not a stira. What awareness that in the morning I'm a regular person and I'm aware of Enoch Mavadeh, that's the Indian of the morning, or all the different things we have, that is the awareness that yes, my yeses is not a stira, you know, that is going to stay, just have to recognize the yeses, yes, has to recognize the lakos. Therefore, there's nothing in Olam Hazeh, Golus and Gula, neither one is a contradiction. The Aleph Aluf Hashil, the way always we were in Golus, we were waiting for Gula. Now that Rebbe's telling us, no, there's two scenarios. There's Golus and there's Gula. And there's an Aleph above it. And the Rebbe's telling us we have to identify with the Aleph. And what are that? That Golus and Gula are two extensions of the Aleph. And therefore, I go with the Aleph and I create Gula in Golus. Once upon a time, I was in Golus. I had to wait for a new situation of Gula. No new situations. The Aleph...
But
if you're comfortable in Golos, just as in Golos.
But recognizing Hashem in any moment, in all environment, in any situation?
It means, what it means, regardless of the Chomish Lemikah, go always, this, remember, this whole idea is not, the only way to understand it is in Ben Chomish Lemikah. That is the way. It's a reality. But I'm telling you, if you do what Hashem wants, that will work. That's what it means. Once upon a time, Rakus, no, I'll do what they saw, and I didn't get it. I wouldn't be able to get it. That was Golos. You wouldn't be able to get it all the years. Where would you realize the course? Where would you find the course? When I was davening, I'd think. So then Chomish Lemikah couldn't daven, so he didn't have this Shaykh of the course. Now our Shaykh of the course is like Ben Chomish Lemikah. Do it, you will get it. So that's what it is. There is that thing, I have a certain thing which is interfering for me to go to the minyan to daven. I can overcome it. Go, fine. Do it, know it, be aware you can overcome it, you will overcome it. Just do it, it's just doing it. It's all it is, exactly what Ben Chomish Lemikah does. Ben Chomish Lemikah knows it simply, he never thought about it, and we are all the people, we've thought about it, we've analyzed it more, but the reality is what Ben Chomish Lemikah knows. Do, you tell Ben Chomish Lemikah, no, you're going to do
it.
Ben Chomish means the child learning the Chomish. Just started learning Chumash. That's the example that Rabbi uses, something which is very simple. He just started learning Rashi.
Okay.
All you know, a little kid, a kinder cheder. That is, that. What does the kid know? Rabbi tells him, Tati tells him, if you do this, you're going to get this. Torah tells us, if you do this, you're going to get this. Therefore, there is, that's what it is. This whole understanding that yesh doesn't conflict, Terlakus, the our Olam Hazeh we sit there, is not a contradiction. What it means, it means more than anything, that what the Ben Chomish, the simple little kid in Cheder knows. That's what it is. And we have to...
That's an unpractical thing. It's a question, let's say, want to sleep a little bit more. And don't go to davening or study before davening, etc. Is it a contradiction? It's not a contradiction.
Yeah, everyone, this is only a person at this time, you know, it's not... First
to force himself to do right thing, right?
I'm sorry. I don't. It's not to. No. It's more. You know what? It's more of an opportunity. The more I do, the more I'm going to get. So I choose now. I think it's too hard for me. Okay. You're not doing anything wrong. You just feel it's too hard for you. Good. So you don't do it. But remember, if you have the more you have the awareness that I'm going to get more from doing. The more that awareness, the more I'm going to
overcome my tiredness and do more. That's a natural thing. When I'm excited about something, I don't feel my tiredness. So the same thing's over here. It's not so much here about seeing if we're doing what's right, what's wrong. It's knowing, it's an opportunity that I have the whole world, everything I need, it's all mine. I just have to do it. So it's all about grabbing the opportunities. It's what it is. It's not so much to measure ourselves. It's very, very, very insignificant. Has very little value. It's because the whole thing is about, the world is ours. We're not in a situation once upon a time where things wouldn't go our way. No, today everything goes our way. Understand that? Okay.
In simple words, if whatever.
Record. I'm gonna go.